Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, we have a lot to get to on the show. We dive deep into segments, but we also do a segment called Daily Wires, where we hit all of the topics happening in the sports world. Michael Martin, let's start with the Fan Upstate Player of the Week. Diesel Michael Martin of Christchurch has been named the Fan Upstate Player of the Week for Week 6, the second Christchurch player this season. To be named the Fan Upstate Player of the Week, Michael is the running back for Christchurch on Friday against St. Joe's. Michael had 37 carries for 223 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also hauled in 3 receptions for 60 yards, 283 all-purpose yards for Michael Martin of Christchurch.
And he got a snazzy graphic. Great job
he
putting
did.
That together,
He did.
Cole.
He did get it. And I saw on Twitter, I believe, last weekend, he visited your App State Mountaineers.
Ooh,
so we'll have to ask him about
that.
Make
the right choice.
Yeah, I have to ask him about that when we have him on this week. We're still lining that up, Tolo. So we always have our Player of the Week on. And Monday Night Football last night, the Jacksonville Jaguars defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 31-28, now 4-1 on the season. Kansas City now 2-3.
To steal a little bit from Chris Berman, he was stumbling, bumbling, but not fumbling on his way to the end zone. Way to go, Trevor Lawrence.
It was a big game for Trevor Lawrence last
night.
He's
so goofy when he runs.
Isn't he is. He's so big. He's just so lanky. Massive trade news. The Cleveland Browns have traded Joe Flacco in a 6th-round pick to the Cincinnati Bengals for a 5th-round pick. Shedeur Sanders has now moved up to QB2.
God, could you imagine playing in the league for as long as Joe Flacco has, and your worth is a 5th-round pick?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Life comes at you fast. But we had the audio last week, Diesel, when you were gone about Shedeur not being happy about not being QB2, and bam, a week later, he gets his wish.
What did you make of, and I wasn't here last week, the interview questions where he was answering but only mouthing the words, not actually saying the words? Did you see that clip?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they asked him, like, what do you think about something, you know, your QB3 on the depth chart? How do you feel about it? And he just goes,
really? No, I did not see that.
Yeah. I mean, what he said, if you read his lips, is something to the effect of, like, this franchise sucks and I wish I was. No, he said, basically, I'm just here to do my job. I'm excited for the opportunity every week. But, you know, it's just some people may look at it as a little snarky, a little childish. Other people might look at it and say, hey, he's just goofing off and having fun.
How about that? He is a little bit childish, though. Let's see here. The Dodgers defeated the Philadelphia Phillies on Monday by a score of 4-3. The Dodgers have yet to lose a postseason baseball game. The Brewers defeated the Cubs 7-3. Today, the Mariners-Tigers face off in literally 20 minutes from now. The Yank, no, 10 minutes. No, 20 minutes. Sorry, bad math. The Yankees and the Blue Jays will play tonight at 8:08 p.m. In Cali, Los Angeles Chargers running back Omarion Hampton will be placed on the IR with an ankle injury. Coach Jim Harbaugh said on Monday by going on IR, Hampton will miss at least the next four games. So now some really bad injury news for this this LA Chargers team, who has a lot of talent, but man, they've kind of been hit by the injury bug as of late. Diesel, Auburn moving its 2026 home game with Baylor to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Why? Well, NIL. Three letters for you. What do you mean? What am I talking about here? So it is now going to be a neutral site game. The Peach Bowl, in coordination with Aflac, will provide opportunities for promotional appearances for Auburn players, promoting ticket sales, events, and more. I'm going to give a quote here by John Cohen. John Cohen said, anytime we have the ability to advance Auburn student-athletes' ability to earn third-party NIL compensation, we will take that opportunity. The exposure of playing on a national stage against a Power 4 opponent in one of the premier neutral site games in the country will not only benefit our student athletes financially, but it will also enhance their brand.
So that sounds to me a little bit like they might say, hey, starting quarterback, do a 20-second commercial or 15-second commercial and say, hey, come to Atlanta, to Scores or whatever, go to the Varsity. We'll be there tomorrow signing autographs and make a little money off of it.
That's what it sounds like. And by the way, the Varsity has gotten bad lately. It's not the same.
Scores isn't what it used to be either.
I don't think I ever went. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Why'd you laugh at the Cheetah Club?
I just laugh. I'm not a fan of the Varsity anymore. Kentucky coach Mark Stoops angrily denied that he has talked with school officials about a possible buyout after his Wildcats lose 35-14. After his Wildcats lost 35-14 to Georgia on Saturday, he said, I'd hate to give anything like that legs. There's zero chance I'm walking away. There's no quitting me. So that's unequivocally 100% false. Anyone who tells you that is lying.
God, getting touchy like Shane Beamer over there.
A little emotional, Mark.
Thou doth protest too much.
I'm telling you. What do they say? The first one to speak's always the guilty party. It kind of sounds like a little upset. Triggered, Diesel, is what they say now.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback of Oklahoma, John Mateer, who was sidelined with a broken bone in his throwing hand and had surgery on it just 2 weeks ago, is already pushing to return in Saturday's game. Are you kidding me? Against Texas? Oklahoma coach Brent Venables has said publicly that it's uncertain when he will return.
Maybe playing some mind games with Texas, you know?
Do you have to play mind games with Texas right now as bad as they are? I mean, what are we doing here?
No, but it's just fun.
Yeah, it is. Let's see. Duke is getting help from former Blue Devils player and Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum. The school announced Tuesday that the six-time NBA All-Star would serve in a volunteer advisory role for the program as chief basketball officer. Tatum's task will include in-person visits with the team to discuss development, professionalism, and team culture, as well as monitoring athletes in areas such as career management, building a personal brand, or managing time demands as a college athlete.
The culture is, we have no culture here. You're going to be in the NBA next year, so it doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what, man, I'm surprised. I love that, but Diesel, I'm very surprised that as rigorous as an NBA schedule is, Jason Tatum's going to have time to...
Yeah, how's he going to do that? On his occasional off weeks, if the Celtics happen to come to Charlotte, he's going to have time to ride up to Durham and take care of this?
They play like three times a week, the NBA does. That'll be interesting.
It'll be on Zoom.
The Upset Picks Challenge returns tomorrow. Entries open at 4. And Diesel, last but not least, Deion Sanders reacts to Shador being moved up to QB2.
I got that text during practice.
We're just wondering what your reaction
is. I don't give a damn about the Browns. At all. I care about the Colorado Buffaloes. I do love me some Shador Sanders. Don't believe that. I care about him. The rest of that mess, I don't, okay? I'm a coach trying to win just like they're trying to win games, but I could care less of who they traded.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface. in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.